Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. This is Dr. Copertino coming at you tonight. We're going to be talking about dietary supplements and cancer support products. But first, I want to give out a shout and a very big thank you to La Pateco, Mexican restaurant here in Hermosa Beach. We're broadcasting live from Azteca. They are a very good, highly rated, five-star Mexican restaurant here on the shoreline, and they are hosting the Dr. Copertino show tonight. Please call Azteca Restaurant if you would like to join us as a chat. Love Coast, I'm not saying co-host, but as a Love Coast, and we will be more than happy to bring you on in. Again, this is Dr. Copertino. This evening we're going to be talking about cancer support, backup products, and medical studies show that one out of three Americans living in the United States will become afflicted with cancer. And our September 23rd show tonight will focus on cancer prevention claims and supplements to integrate into one's traditional medicine program. And, of course, we're going to touch on phony, bogus, and illegal claims to cure cancer. But first of all, I want to bring to your attention some new claims regarding cancer and holistic herbal supplementation. There's a group out there, I'm not going to call the name. I know if you guys have been keeping up with the latest news on cancer prevention, you've probably heard of this so-called cancer tea. It's a tea that looks like apple cider vinegar, and you're supposed to drink a half a gallon a day for 2 to 3 months, and your cancer will go away. Well, I just want to let all you guys out there know that the FDA has a recall list on FDA.gov.com, and it's really far-reaching in that the FDA now has decided to go after all kind of claims, but these claims specifically by alternative practice, and this tea is just one of them. And as I said again, it's supposed to be something that you drink a gallon a day. That's a lot. And if a person with cancer has kidney problems as well, that's a bad, bad thing. That's a bad sign that you're going to be urinating, but in the midst of it all, you're going to be damaging your kidneys as well. Cancer tea is just one of them. And there's another product out there. They're saying you can wear this cancer patch. It's somewhere back east, I believe, the actual manufacturer, but I can't call the names due to what is actually going on in that area right now. The DEA and the FDA is investigating their claims, but they're saying that you can wear this flesh-colored patch, and it releases some kind of medicinal that arrests your cancer within a matter of weeks. And it doesn't matter, according to the claim, what type of cancer, but it will actually eradicate your cancer. Now, I really have not heard of or seen anyone in my clinic wearing those patches, but some say they've done them some good. Others are in hiding because they said they've gotten letters, cease and desist letters from the FDA. So that's just a highlight of just a couple of things out there. But let me go a step further. The medical world has made the claim that by the end of 2009, and we only really have 2 or 3 months left in 2009, but they're stating that 1 in 3 who have been recently diagnosed in 2009 with any form of cancer will expire. They will die from their cancer. So many out there saying, well, my goodness, if that's the case, is there any hope for me? What can I do? Should I just take out my burial and funeral policy now and get ready? Is there any hope? Well, yes, it is. The All-American Herbal and Holistic Healthcare Clinic offers cancer support, backup supplements, products, and other modalities that can not only ease the burden of your cancer, but of course work integratedly with whatever surgical, chemo, radiation, any type of other means by traditional medicine. We'll work in conjunction with those and help see you through this period in your life. A lot of times when a person is undergoing cancer, they have three options: surgery, chemo, and radiation. By law in the state of California, I know the medical doctors cannot say that there's any other alternative but those three. But they also fail to give the cancer sufferer any other byproduct of care, meaning dietary tips and information. They don't give them lifestyle change information. Sometimes they'll give you a booklet that you can't understand, let alone read with any kind of clarity. They do not advise any kind of state change or drinking water changes. They do nothing. They'll give you the one of the big three, sometimes all at once. They'll do the surgery, then they'll recommend chemo and radiation, and then after so many treatments, you're on your own. Well, the body with cancer and without cancer does not work that way. The majority of those that do suffer with cancer and that do pull up out of their cancer are those that integrate various other forms of lay treatment and by treatment with their allopathic treatment, meaning prescribed treatment by the so-called competent medical professionals. But after a person has been diagnosed, he just can't sit and wait for a surgery date, sometimes 2 and 3 months in advance. But that person has got to take full control because that cancer is in their body, not in their doctor's body. So that means when you are diagnosed, you want to look into windows that actually might lead to some kind of a reason for your cancer. It might lead to other avenues that a person can actually use with some kind of decent relief, and also relief that in most cases will slow down their cancer or at least arrestate it so that surgically they can come out the victor. Now, in the All-American Herbal and Holistic Healthcare Clinic, what we normally do when we do have a client or patient in with early or mid stages of cancer, we not only recommend a lifestyle change, but we start working with them according to their blood type. We start also making sure from a home visit that there's nothing carcinogenic in the home that's causing their cancer. We go in, we take a half a day in most cases, go through the kitchen, pulling out non-stainless steel cooking utensils, aluminum pots and pans, because all cancers have been traced in by part to metals in the body, number one being aluminum. We also make sure they're not wearing black clothes, sleeping on black sheets. We make sure that they're not living in a darkened environment, which cancer feeds on that internally, externally. We make sure lots of light is brought into their home. We make sure they have air filters set up, and we make sure of the food in their refrigerator, freezers, that it's not outdated, and, of course, no meat at all, no red meat. We also make sure that they have a pretty good lifestyle at home, meaning stress-free, strife-free, and other measures. We also take very good care of them from a food standpoint. Most of the cancer sufferers that I see, we order and have drop shipped most of their food. We don't allow them to eat food basically here grown in the state of California because of agriculture. So we take great pains to bring in, according to the blood type, various types of foods, vegetation that is, that we know will actually strengthen their body, strengthen the immune system, and help slow down that cancer, be it slow growing or very, very aggressive growing. We also make sure they have a trip to the dentist, which means if they have missing teeth, teeth filled with any form of amalgam or that silver filling that they might have gotten as a child, that has to come out because that can also infect and affect their thyroid glands and slow down the capabilities of their immune system to survive cancer and its surgeries thereof, radiation as well. We also make sure at the dentist that each teeth is investigated, and if there's major dental problems that might be adding to the poisoning of their gums and their mouth content that when they swallow could enter, it does enter into the main body cavities, then we are on top of that. Also, we make sure that their eyes are checked. You know, when a body is dark internally, then you're going to have some infections and slow-growing viruses and other forms of bacteria growing. So we make sure that they do have an eye examination and properly fitted glasses to actually help against eye strain, and that we're bringing in as much light into the body as possible. We also take strands of the hair, and we make sure that that is sent out to a laboratory for a hair strand analysis. We want to see what other types of metals might be lodged in their kidneys, their liver, that might be also slowing down their immune system. And lastly, when a person comes in and say, you know what, Dr. Cupertino, I've been diagnosed and I'm frightened, I don't know what I'm going to do, we also bring in the entire family as a support base. We cannot treat and take care of anyone if they have unruly family members coming and going, creating strife, stress in the home, those that cannot be depended on, to bring them into the clinic for their appointments, and also those that add to the problem thereof, meaning berating the cancer sufferer for getting the cancer. We've seen and heard of that. Making sure that the cancer sufferer does not have the proper food, making sure that the cancer sufferer does not get the outings and fresh air, walks around the block accompanied by family members. We bring in the family when we're dealing with a cancer patient. And so those are just some of the modalities that we use here in the clinic. But I want to get back to some of these other so-called prevention claims. You know, there's a story out there that cat's claw, shark cartilage, and some kind of an Amazon bark does lead to some kind of cancer remission. Well, we can on this show actually verify that claim or say that it's a no-good claim, that it's something that doesn't work. We ask all those with cancer to make sure before they try anything that their primary physician has taken a look at that, and 9 out of 10 times they're not going to want to see it, hear about it, or even review any documents that you have. So you have to be proactive and do your own research. You can give us a call at no cost, and we'll be more than happy to work you through whatever remedies you might have come up with, or that's been advised by other holistic practitioners and alternative medicine practitioners. And if you would like to have write-ups, we can direct you to many sites on the Internet. I don't know how outdated they are, but we can certainly work with you to help see you through some of the claims. Now, there are some supplements that we call backup supplement support items that will actually help a person suffering with cancer. And one of those I find that's very good is zinc. Zinc has a tendency to drive out malicious and cancer-causing metals in the body. 15 to 30 mcgs of zinc a day is very good. You can also, which I find very, very effective, you can try a combination by Dr. Hulda Clark, which is by the name of wormwood and green hull, black walnut. And then there's also a tonic. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but it's rubia. There's also another tonic out there that's been touted for a long time called Eziac. And you can go to the Herb Pharmacy out in North Hollywood if you're in California, and they have it pre-measured with full instructions. It's an Eziac formula that has been used for many, many years. A registered nurse came up with this formula from a Native American group, ESSIC, Eziac, and she had very good success with the product. But as it stands right now, most of the herbal medicinals have been watered down, and the reason being is that our soil content really does not have the nutrition necessary to properly grow many of the herbs that were used 100, 200 years ago and effective then. But that still is no reason to not at least explore, when you have cancer, herbal and other holistic-based, plant-based supplements. I do see a lot of phony and bogus claims out there, but hey, what can I say? If a person is desperate with cancer, you can't tell that person, no, you better not try that. No, this is not going to work. No, that's not good. What you mainly have to look at is this. If it's my body, if it's my life, I've got to work in the confines of what I know to help me where I'm at this point in my life. And again, you can always go on the internet and get other claims from different sites there and see what's going on there. But I'm going to bring on another caller at this point. Let's see. Gloria Young?
Yes.
Gloria Young. Hi, Gloria Young. We're really busy tonight. I just saw your number coming up. How are you this evening?
Yeah, I'm good, Dr. Cavatino. You're really busy.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.
I have a friend that has throat cancer. And,
okay, well.
She's going through now radiation.
She's going through radiation right now. Well, first of all, I'm going to thank Gloria again and let you know that we're broadcasting live from La Huasteca Mexican restaurant in the city of Hermosa Beach. And we're all here now gathered around, and it's just a fabulous restaurant. The food is very good. The next time you're in Hermosa Beach, please stop by La Huasteca restaurant on the strand, the beautiful strand overlooking the ocean. And again, this caller tonight is Gloria. Now, Gloria, you said she has throat cancer?
Yes.
What has she tried thus far?
Well, actually, they operated on her.
Oh, they operated.
They wanted to take the box out, but she wouldn't let them take the box out.
Well, Gloria, what is her age?
She's 74.
74? Well, we just had a caller on prior that mentioned someone else that had throat and lung cancer. But once they get over 65, studies show that after and before surgery, their bodies really have to be built up, even their immune system, because normally they don't have the platelets necessary to properly heal. And when you cut open or cut up or cut into a person with cancer, there's a pretty good chance that oxygen or air will get in and will cause an over-eruption of cancer. And sometimes, not all in all cases, it has a tendency to actually spread. So if she's that age, if she's over 70 and had any form of surgery, you or a family member should actually look into the prognosis, meaning is there any infection there? Does she have to come in and have blood tests to see if there's anything going on there in the blood that might slow down her healing? You also have to have blood tests taken to make sure the proper nutrients are in her blood that will also aid her in healing. And not just so much healing, but you want to make sure whatever they operated on her for was successful. And then if it is not, you want to know why, and then you want to reschedule additional time in the doctor's office to make sure that nothing is going to come up as a byproduct of that form of surgery on her. Now, are they saying they got all the cancer, or
they got all the cancer? Now, too, another question while we're on this is, they say a lot of times you smoke but you get throat cancer, but she never did smoke.
She never smoked. Well, there's a good chance for you that there was a form of a hereditary cancer dormant in the bloodstream that perhaps just showed up in her at this time of life. And then, too, when you start talking about cancer, when a person is diagnosed with cancer, not have had surgery for cancer, but when they're diagnosed with cancer, that cancer's been there germinating. Gloria?
I'm still
Yes, it's a lot calling in. I thought maybe I missed you. A lot of cases, the cancer has been festering for 20 years before it was actually caught and diagnosed. Cancer is very insidious. So if she's 75, there's a pretty good chance that 20, 25 years ago, the cancer cells began their mobility in her, but they do not show up in blood tests or in any kind of sonogramic test for cancer until that person is 20 years into her cancer.
Having a sore throat, and her daughter took it to the doctor. They said, oh, it's just a virus. And she just kept having a sore throat, and they found out that's when they gave her a test and found out that it was throat cancer.
Well, you know, it sounds Hello, Gloria?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's not.
Something is happening. Hello? 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 Something happened. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Gloria.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Gloria. Hi there. Hi there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I don't either, but we had missed you there, and we had a caller that called in and asked if you were the Gloria last year on the Spanish Fly. They had to hang up, but they asked, can you tell all of our listeners here at La Huasteca and also governing across the nation a little bit of information about that Spanish Fly? You had brought this up last week. Can you give us a little bit of insight on that? Many callers who call asked if we knew where you could buy it, and I told them
actually,
no, but I didn't.
Actually, you have to go to Tijuana. I think that's where they got it from, Tijuana.
In Tijuana. Gloria,
yeah.
Tell us what it looks like. You said last week it was
a powder. Like a powder.
What color powder?
I don't know. I don't know what color powder is, but it is. I know it's a powder, and these guys use it to run a train on different, a lot of girls.
Okay, well, Gloria,
it keeps you firm at all times.
Well, a caller called in just before we picked up your call. They asked if you could talk about what color it is, if it's bitter, can you put it in a drink, or do you just sprinkle it on the penis?
You just sprinkle it on the penis. I think it's a white powder. You just sprinkle on the penis.
Oh, it's a white powder.
Right down in that little hole, right? I don't know what you call it, little hole right in the head of it.
Okay.
Keep it firm.
Okay, Gloria, is it a powder that looks like flour?
Yes, it's a powder that looks like flour.
Well, now, you also mentioned last week, Gloria, that it was several years ago when you first heard of that. Is there any reason why the callers should not believe that they cannot call pharmacies in Tijuana or actually drive across the border and ask about that, that it would still be on the market?
I'm sure it is.
You sure it is? Well,
yeah.
Have you heard of any other byproduct that looks like and acts the reactive like Spanish fly. Have you heard of anything since then?
No, I haven't heard of anything since then.
Well, Gloria, I know you also mentioned last week that your husband had a problem with an erection. Have you been able to use some of the advice that we did give out on last week's show as to actually aid him or give him some kind of sexual relief? Tell us about that.
Well, no, because he don't want to be disappointed.
He doesn't want to be disappointed. Well, Gloria, you can let him know he's not going to be disappointed. We're going to sign off and take another call. Gloria, this number that I see on our screen, is this a number where I can personally reach you at after the show?
Yes.
Gloria, thank you very much. I'll be calling you this evening. Thank you, Gloria.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for being with us this evening. Once again, we've had a terrific show. We've touched a little bit about cancer and some of the things that you can actually take, but please stay in touch with Dr. Confortino at 424-634-9615. I'd love to hear from you. Some of the other listeners and call-in guests would like to hear from you also. If you know of anyone that has a success story using alternative medicine or holistic medicine, please have them give me, Dr. Confortino, a call. And next week, we're going to be talking about something that you want to know about, and guess what that is? Breast. What can decrease them, holistically speaking, and what can make them bigger than life? I mean, if Jan Mansfield was alive, she'd be envious. Please, next week, same time, same day, Wednesday, 8 p.m., we'll be talking about holistic healthcare products for breast health, not just for breast cancer, but for breast health. Thank you again for being with us. And again, this is Dr. Confortino from the Dr. Confortino Show.